What's up, everyone? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. And I want to talk about when you're not your authentic self and you're expressing or displaying a fake version of yourself to the world around you, you're doing an injustice to society. It's really important to be true to yourself, your beliefs, your values, and what makes you, you. We all have things that we identify with, whatever that may be, whether it's like sexuality, whether it's a community or like a nationality, maybe it's like an ethnicity, a race, whatever it might be. At the very least, like, maybe you identify as human. Maybe you think you're an alien. For real. Like, I don't know. You could be anything you want. That's what they say. But the important part is to be authentic in whatever it is that you believe you are. So, whatever you want to be, this, like, be fully that. Like, care about the world and shine as bright as you possibly can, being the absolute true version of yourself. Whatever that true version is, it's up to you to decide. But that's where it comes down to finding your truth. And this only happens through reflection and diving deep into your own being, learning about yourself. And a lot of times you have to go experience life in order to do this. One of the best things you can do to learn more about yourself is to have relationships with other people. And through these relationships, from the rises and falls within them, you'll be able to study how you act and how you behave. And this will tell you more about yourself than anything else. You can look at the past versions of yourself and how you've gone about life, whatever it may be. Like, it doesn't just have to be relationships with other people. It can literally be anything as simple as, like, just how do I approach this podcast? Like, I decided to still focus on self-improvement, but how can I be more authentic? How can I be myself? Like, why do I do the things I do? It's because I'm always focused on presenting value and making sure people understand that they can change their life however they want, and it really starts with changing the way you perceive the world around you. And sometimes I feel like a broken record saying this stuff, but if you want life to be better, then you have to change the way you see life. And then once you change that, you have to live by that. And that's being authentic. And when you're not doing what you believe to be right, you are living at a lower vibration. And it's going to cause you and the people around you to suffer. And if you want everyone to feel better and become better and to grow, including yourself, which, if you don't want yourself to grow, then you aren't really succeeding at being human. Like, you have to grow in some way, or if you'll just die, and then that's kind of a miserable life. If you just, like, you never do anything and you just die. Like, the whole point of life is to grow in some way. Whatever that may be, that's up to you. But be authentic in your growth. Like, if you want to grow in the form of, like, purifying water, or you want to grow in the form of, like, building a brand or building a podcast, whatever it might be, like, you can be authentic in everything you do. And the key here is to present yourself to the world around you as that authentic version. When you start to, like, care too much about what other people think, you're gonna lose your authenticity. This is a very important point. The second my life got worse in high school was when I started to care what other people thought. I tried to shape to what other people were doing, and that's when I started vaping as everyone else around me was. So I assumed, oh, this must be cool. I remember the first time I tried it. It was really like freaking, I thought it was awesome. Like all the smoke coming out of my body. I was just like, yo, dude, this is crazy. And then all of a sudden I figured out what nicotine was and how high nicotine felt really good in the head rush and in your bloodstream. And this, I was like, holy crap, like this is awesome. And I then eventually realized, like, wow, like, I now have to identify as an addict. And then once you realize that, you're like, holy shit, we're all actually addicts. And the things that you are addicted to make up your identity. And to be your most authentic self is to not hide your addictions, but to flaunt them, to show people that, yeah, I love doing this. And I do it, like, almost an unhealthy amount. And you need balance in everything you do. The definition of an addiction is when you do something to the extent that it starts to become unhealthy. Where, like, if I stayed up every night this talking to my camera about all the shit that I care about, like, eventually I would lack sleep. And so I have to sleep. And then, like, I also have to do other things until I start monetizing the podcast. And that's even if I choose to. See, there's, like, so many paths. But it all starts with me being authentic to the camera and to the people who are actually watching the video. Because if I'm not authentic, and then all of a sudden you meet me in real life and you're like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, I thought I'd been watching this guy my whole life. And that's where, like, you meet a character, or, like, you meet someone who's been playing a role. And then all of a sudden, like, you meet them in real life and you're like, wait, the actor's not the same as the character they play? And it's just like, what is this? This isn't even real. Like, this is where, like, people get, like, kind of, I don't want to say upset. Also, apologies for the clock. It's unfortunate. I decided to time my recording was 6 o'clock, but it is what it is. So, anyways, yeah. When you meet someone and, like, you've seen a different version of them online, this is where, like, the everyone's perfect on social media. Well, you can look perfect, but, like, fuck being perfect. No one's perfect. And the more you try to make yourself look perfect, it's like you're overdoing it. Like, you, it's like I could spend my entire life making one course, which was the Free Thinkers Emergence program. And I, like, could spend way more time on it. And, but at, like, some point, like, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, like, how many years can you spend on something perfecting it until you release it? This is every artist's problem, where, like, they're crafting an album, or they're making a artwork or a sculpture, whatever it might be. And eventually you just have to say, this is as good as it's gonna get for now. Someone will love it as it is, and that's it. And, like, it's all, this comes down to authenticity and, like, not being afraid of your imperfections. In fact, you need to embrace them for who you are. And that's what's gonna attract real people to you. And you want real people around you. You don't want fake people. And when you're around fake people, it's really easy to find out that, like, yeah, like, this person was disingenuous and, like, they actually didn't care about me. And, like, they didn't care about what I was saying. They didn't care about this, that, or the other thing. Whatever it might be. It doesn't really fucking matter at this point. What matters is that you are being authentic and that you are being real to the world around you. Like, you have to stop caring about other people and stop caring about what they think. And I don't mean, like, don't be empathetic and, like, compassionate. Like, you know, love your fellow human beings. But also, like, don't worry about other people's lives to the extent that you're thinking about someone else's life more than your own. Like, you need to prioritize saving yourself before you save other people. And that means you have to learn who you are and why you do the things you do. What makes you tick? What makes you go out there and be a go-getter, a doer, I'm gonna take action kind of person? And when you figure those things out, that's gonna be what becomes your identity. I had my friend said this last night to me. Shout out to Breno. His Instagram is Unitary Forever. Should check him out. Anyways, it's a very subtle shout out. I love you, Breno. And he was telling me, like, yeah, like, the thing that you look up every single day, that is, like, what becomes your identity. Like, he looks up clothing, and, like, he's into, like, design, and, like, he literally makes clothes, and, like, he's a stylist for, like, people. Like, he gives them outfits, and it's, like, this is, like, his identity, and, like, he's authentically himself, and it's, like, really attractive, and, like, not, like, I guess a sexual way, but more like, me being his friend. Like, I want to be around real, authentic people. And, like, he respects me for who I am because I'm also real and authentic in how, like, I'm always just trying to provide value to people. I'm always just trying to teach them how to become the best versions of themselves, whether it's in their physical health, their mental health, or spiritual health. I'm, like, so dialed on my three planes of life that, like, I can help you align your planes of life and become the highest version of yourself through alignment. That's what it comes down to, like aligning your dreams and your passions with whatever it might be. Like, I'm going around now at my company helping people align with the greater visions of small businesses. So, like, if you have a passion, like, you might as well start working your passion sooner so you love the work you do your whole life. It's like, I'm not even trying to promote what I do. I'm trying to tell you that if you start doing what you love sooner, you're gonna get so good at it that you can find a way to get paid for it. That's how you get paid for shit, is you become better than everyone else at it. Like, it's just so self-explanatory. Like, come on, like, and it all comes down to being authentic. It's like, it all lines up so perfectly. And when people don't see this, it, like, freaking aggravates me so bad. Cause I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's that simple. Like, if you care about something, do more of it. Like, what? Wow, what a wild concept. But for some reason, everyone's thinking, I need to make money. And I need to pay someone to raise my children so I can go make money. And then I'm like, what did I just read? I just quoted an Instagram post I saw earlier, and I posted it to my story, savior.services. Follow me on Instagram. Another shameless shout out to myself. For real though, like, this is like, when I see these things and I'm like thinking, like, everyone should, like, think, be conscious, and use your brain, use your mind, upgrade how you think, like, think better, think clearer. It all starts with physical health. It's so simple. I want to help people, and this podcast theme was on why you need to be your authentic self and what happens when you're not. When you're not your authentic self, you have fake people all around you. You have people who literally could give less of a fuck about you, and all they care is not about you, but what you provide to them. So you become a digit to them. And when you become a digit to someone, they keep you around until you no longer serve a purpose. And then all of a sudden, you're out of the door. That's not how real relationships work. Real relationships work because you like someone for who they are. You like their personality. Like, that's like, my best friend Luke is like, the reason I hang around with him and spend time with him is because I like who he is as a person. Like, he has such a great heart, and he's always willing to help people, and it's just, like, seeing people grow, and, like, yeah, I've described a lot of people in that, but, like, there's obviously more to them. I can't go over everything. It's just, like, when you see someone who's unapologetically themselves, that is, like, the number one thing I look for, and many other real people look for. And when you lack that, like, authentic personality, and you keep telling people, oh, I'm sorry, or like this, that, like, sorry means nothing. My parents used to say that to me, and I kept thinking, like, it's because I said it too many times, but it really does mean nothing. Like, sorry means that you did something and you weren't authentic about it. Because if you were authentic about everything you did and you did it for a reason, you would never say sorry, because you would have reasoning behind your actions. So you wouldn't have to apologize for doing something. It's like, I once heard Kevin Gates say, like, he never apologizes for doing something, because when he does something, he does it for a reason. And it's like, it's a vibration, it's a frequency where, like, you are yourself and you're doing what you're doing because you know it's what you gotta do. And these are the things that all revolve around authenticity, and when you lack it, you're literally just going to be lacking, like, the ability to vibrate at your highest form. Authenticity is literally the number one vibration you can be at. This being true to oneself. It's that simple. I don't know how much more I'm going to spew at you guys. I wanted to keep this short, 15 minutes, ideally. So, if you found value out of this, like and subscribe. I'm just going to keep on doing videos like this. Hopefully, you found this entertaining. If not, like, I don't care. I like doing this, and I'm going to keep doing it either way. So, send this to someone that you care about, and that's all I got to say. Have a great rest of your day.